Nova.
Well, you know what? Every time we speak to this lady, she goes from strength to strength. Globally, she is on fire, so it's so good to have her back in the country. It is Amy Shaw! Is it hard to... I mean, you would love to come home. I mean, this little venture that you just went on overseas was unbelievable. Did you have your own tour bus?
It was my first time actually in my own tour bus.
Awesome.
And it was rather bougie, and it
was
just really... Yeah, and it was just...
Did you pimp it out? Like, what do you get to do in it?
Well, they're already kind of pimped, but like, it just makes it so much easier because you can kind of like, you know, you finish playing a show, you go straight on the bus. It's like a lounge room, you could play Xbox, watch a movie, and you can just sleep. And so we drive overnight. So it's like, it was really great.
But weren't there people hiding out on your bus? Did I see that story?
What do you mean? That blew up in the most just bizarre way. So I didn't know how much that was like a conversation in Europe at the time. Yeah. So I just did a thing like, holy hell, we had stowaways in our baggage thing. Like they snuck in, broke the lock. So like my merch girl tried to get in and she thought she broke the lock. Because, like, they'd locked themselves in. And then she went and got my driver, who's a big pommy guy, and he came down and like, got some pliers and cracked it open.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two guys there with their backpacks. And we think they got in at Amsterdam and had been in there for, like, a night and a day.
No way.
We saw them in Brussels and they'd, like, kind of gone to the
freezing?
Toilet in there.
Oh.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ones or twos, huh?
Like, well, I don't know. Everyone was trying to keep this from me. I had to, like, dig for this information because the driver didn't want me to be scared. So I was like... Man, this is crazy. Like, and he's like, they just walked out, they got the bags and they're gone. But yeah, and then next minute, like, I just threw it out there and yeah, it just made like world news everywhere around Europe and UK.
Yeah,
were just
it
like
felt, the way it was portrayed was that it was like refugees crossing borders and
things. They definitely weren't fans. They definitely
weren't
just trying to
like
be a part of it.
I thought it was like a Kentucky tour gone bad.
No,
they were just trying to definitely just get across the border.
They would have been freezing in there for them.
I know. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, like, they would have frozen.
And also, I'm just lucky that you know, we found them before we tried to cross the border, because otherwise I would have made world news and
imagine.
Like,
I
would have been like
locked
up. Smugglers.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So anyway.
Guys, just listen to the music.
The new issue of Vogue as well. Amy Shark is on the front. How many dresses on that shoot did you get to steal? Because, I mean, what are you wearing there? Are you wearing Chanel and that kind of stuff?
I think that dress, I don't want to say too much because, like, I'm so bad at this, by the way. Like, when they're like, oh, you want you to do this Vogue shoot? I'm like, do I have to?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, those other girls are just stunning. So it was difficult day, but I had a lot of fun, and I'm so glad it turned out okay.
Amy, if you want to talk awkward fashion shoots,
Sarah.
Here you go. This is the boys, and apparently Emily Ratajkowski ripped off their fashion shoot from several years ago when
still
she
in shape.
We both are. Oh, is that what's that?
Hey, look.
Still in shape.
That's a hairy man. I like it. Yeah. Wow.
1.6 million couples have separated in the UK. Rows over Brexit. They can't agree. So instead, one little niggle turns to an argument, turns to a separation, they're out of there.
Well, it's
gone.
You know what?
I can't live with you if you think that way.
There's a lot of subjects that's been happening in Australia as well at the moment that's divided the country completely, 50%. I mean, the Adam Goods debate that happened as well over racism and stuff like that at the Australia Day. Today, the pill testing debate is another thing as well.
Another one.
People either deny it, you can't do it at all, or they say you have to do it.
But the funny thing is, when you talk about a topic, really it's a discussion you might have with your wife across the table. It doesn't need to turn into an argument. You're just sharing your opinion on things and you're both trying to learn either way.
Yeah, but if you have, with this person you're supposed to be travelling a road with, if you have such different points of view, it sort of leads to different ideologies and what are you...
Yep.
You know, promoting the kids.
If you're arguing over politics at the dinner table, that's not a very good
challenge. Hang on, what are you talking with BJ about over your
the
fish
Lego
fingers
movie.
And chips?
How about the day,
the
what
gym.
You've been doing, what the kids have been doing, you know what I mean?
Had
13-24-10, sorry MDG, if you did break up over a topic, I'd love to know what the topic was.
Had a mate who went over to America and came back
couple of years ago and bought some MAGA hats, the Make America Great hats again, and gave it to all of us and just wanted us to wear it around as a gag.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Well, it it was one of those ones
that
I'm like, I'm absolutely not going to wear this in public. I'm not even going to wear it at all. But Bronte was like, if that thing is in our house, you are not welcome in this house.
Okay.
I was like, okay, just pump the brakes.
Well, that's fair enough.
Jeez. Like, you know, it's politics.
Sun smart.
It is.
You know, wearing a hat. Just a hat, guys.
No, but well, see, I don't have any yet.
If you had a hat, I told you about that story of my mate who went to, there was a festival here in Australia called the Boogie Festival, and they had hats that said, make Boogie great again.
That's right.
And he wore it to Hawaii, and they wouldn't let him into the country.
No. Really?
Yep.
Into the country.
He got sent
into
home, didn't he?
Well, he got, they pulled him aside into a room, and they just quizzed him about his drug intake, and he just to the point where he said, when I was younger, I did try it, and they said, well, that's illegal, you know, can't get in.
Because I was trying to, I said to Lisa last night when I saw this article, what do we fight over? What do we really, really disagree on? There was only one thing that we could think of.
And that was your marriage.
Yeah, and whether the certificate was legally binding.
How often?
No, sis, we'll never agree on that. It was whether you keep the tomato sauce in the fridge or the cupboard.
Oh, my God.
We will never, ever
agree
on that.
Same as honey and peanut butter. Fridge or cupboard?
So we now have two tomato sauces because I don't like it cold.
Do you know what, BJ? BJ and I have huge blues over what app we use for directions on your phone.
Oh, that's a big one.
I'm a Google Maps man. Yeah, she's an Apple Maps man.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
And it's just like we have huge fights over it. You just plug it into the
ground,
car.
Mate. Don't back down on that.
As simple as that. And she will take my phone out, put hers in, and so, you know, use a proper
really?
App.
Yeah.
Huge fight.
The only thing Gary and I really fall out on is the dog and what's going to happen to Winnie when he dies. Because I think cremate and come with me when I go in the box. And Gary says taxidermy. Get him stuffed. Yeah. And then we get a second dog and I refuse to ever get another dog. And we actually can't talk about it anymore.
Doorstopper. Put a bit of weight behind it.
You don't want him stuffed in the corner of the room.
What if I still want to cuddle?
Of a hardened dog.
That's weird as sir.
Winnie's still in bed, lying upside down, with four stiff legs heading to the ceiling. Mm.
I don't know where you're going with that story, but you think you're pretty funny.
Lisa said to me the other day, and I felt separate. It was the first time I kind of felt removed from her. She said, I don't think croissants taste very good. I said, are you out of your mind? Like, croissants
it's just
are the
butter.
Best tasting thing in the world. Like, how can you not? How can you bite a croissant and go, ooh?
What? This is coming from a bloke that's never tried peanut butter.
I don't like peanuts. I don't like nuts.
Have you so never had
before,
it?
You never tried Vegemite your whole life?
It slipped onto my finger every now and then.
Wow.
Sounded terrible.
Let's talk about Will and Judy Webb. They're both 77. They're both a little bit ill, unfortunately. They've been having a rough one.
What's 77 on bingo? Sorry to bring that up.
Well, you rhyme with legs 11, don't you?
I was like, legs 11,
well,
77?
Well, 77,
I mean,
7, legs 11.
Yeah.
77 Sunset Strip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I think that might have been a movie or a...
Tom, when we come back...
Well, it was a TV series.
After this, before the end of the show, can you explain every bingo number for us?
Yeah, because I think 88's Two Fat Ladies, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's 62, Tom?
Well, I could tell
62,
you...
62, do up your shoe.
56?
No, it's Tickle Boo.
Number 10? Number 10, a DJ's breakfast?
I don't play bingo. I've never done...
No. Well, it's an odd game to get into.
You know, your life's really slowing down if you're into the bingo scene.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
I would say the Webs are in it. They're 77.
77, gone to heaven.
Number 10, Teresa's Den. It's whoever is in number 10 Downing Street.
No, it is.
Oh, so does that change every time?
DJ's breakfast.
That's number one, Tom.
Oh,
up your bum.
Kelly's archive. I don't know what
that means. Mate. Let's get back to this story because it's about love and romance.
Two Little Ducks, 22.
Okay.
Two for 22.
I wish I'd never given that age. They're 77 guys and they've been doing it a bit tough. One had pneumonia. It's always hard to say, isn't it?
Pneumonia? It's not that hard to say. And there's no M at the beginning of pneumonia.
I've got pneumonia.
The first one. How's this?
77. Two Little Crutches.
Okay, mate.
Is another one.
Let it go, buddy.
Doesn't even make sense.
That's a little
crutch. Doesn't rhyme. Doesn't make sense.
Oh, so the two of them separately got pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia with a P. It's got a P in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Silent.
Oh, man.
Silent, which I wish you were at the moment.
make this language
How do we
strange?
Make a silent break out of
so
you?
So the next thing you know, one of them's gone into hospital. The other one's gone into another hospital. I don't know why you couldn't put them in the same one to start with. Your daughter's an idiot. And they were in there for 3 months. Things weren't really going well. And Judy got an extra infection, which wasn't great. So they decided to put them together. That's all they wanted to do. They just wanted to be together. So the 3 months they're in hospital trying to recover, they just said, can we be together? Can we be together? Can we be together? They were together into the same room, right? They wheel good old Will in and he puts his hand out and holds her hand. Within 10 minutes, they both pass.
Oh.
Gone.
Oh, I thought you meant something else.
And they went two little crutches, 77. At the age of 77.
No, the fact that they held each other hand like
77, two dead oldies. No?
Like the beautiful story that is The Notebook. Oh, you're wrapping me up, right?
It's a long intro. You've got 20 seconds, right?
No,
pneumonia.
Thank the Lord for Post Malone.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia had taken their lives, but they died happily.
Is that seriously the story?
From pneumonia.
Mignonia.
31, get up and run.
Filet mignonia. This story here, a plane has been forced to turn around. There was a woman sitting in aisle 16. They came around, do you want a small can of Coke? Do you want a chicken sandwich? She said, no, I want the plane to turn around. I've left something, I forgot something. Left my kid in the departure lounge.
Oh, no.
You know when you get on a plane and you go, I've left my baby in the departure lounge.
As if she hasn't done this on purpose.
The pilot is heard asking the traffic officer, may God be with us, can we come back or what? They then said, can you please confirm your story? Yes, a passenger has left her baby in the waiting area.
Can't the kid just get on the next flight?
Tower replies, okay, head back to the gate. This is a totally new one for us. And the baby was left.
Where did you leave your kids, Nat?
We were at a wedding recovery party and we left two of our three children at that party. And when we got the phone call when we got home, they were like, hey, guys, have you forgotten anything? And we were like, no. Your kids are here at the wedding recovery party, sitting around the fire pit, throwing sticks.
Oh, no. That's unbelievable.
You're obviously a bit dusty the next day, Nat, and completely. So, but what I don't understand, Nat, you got one kid in the car. Is that right?
Well, no. So my mum and dad took one child.
Yeah.
So I was designated driver.
Okay.
Husband had a few drinks.
Yeah.
Jumped in the car, headed home, and then got the phone call.
Yeah, she'll be right.
Was there a moment, Nat, where you went, do we have to go back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We might just not go back.
So they've got sticks, have they? They're having a good time. Thanks, Nat.
Sharni, you were the kid who got forgotten.
I was. From a very young age, my parents had instilled the keep the car clean policy. So we're at the snow after a day at the snow, and I've opened the door to jump in, realised that I've still got snow all over me. So I've closed the door to brush myself down before I got in.
Yeah.
And my parents thought that I'd got in and started driving off. Meanwhile, my brother was sitting in the back seat, not saying a word, just letting them go.
He loved it.
So
you're doing a bit of what about me?
He was pumped. He loved it.
Were you screaming out, running down the driveway, saying, Mum?
No, I was in it was blizzard conditions, actually, I was quite terrified. I was very young, and I just saw the car going through the car park. I couldn't do anything. I was just standing there going, what do I do?
What do I do?
I'm a little bit scared.
And you've never seen them since, have you, Sharni?
Sharni, how long did they come, before they came back?
Probably about 150 metres.
Right, okay.
There's a movie in that, Sharni.
Natasha. Where did your mum leave the kids?
It's not a good one.
Mum got left at LA Airport when she was four.
What? Hang on.
Yeah.
Her parents jumped on a plane?
No, they left the airport in like a shuttle bus or whatever.
Yeah.
And my auntie about half an hour later said, hang on a sec, where's Sophia? Because they had five kids. Mum was the fifth kid, but they've got eight now.
That's great.
And, yeah, so the, you know, long flight.
Imagine the panic.
To worry about and,
especially
LA. Left my mum there.
Oh, my God.
That is just, that'd be a family story for years, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's Christmas.
Estelle, you left your son somewhere. Where was it, Estelle?
He was on, in Singapore on the subway.
Yep.
And I left him on the platform. He was four at the time.
Oh.
And so you got... the doors closed, and I thought he was following me, and he wasn't.
Oh. So the doors closed, and as the train's taking off, you're just, could you see his face still?
Yes, I could, I could, and I just told him, I made the stop sign, and I just told him to wait.
Oh man!
Oh, how terrifying!
And I know, but the only thing that kept me not going hysterical was that I was in Singapore, and it's such a safe place.
Yes.
I think anywhere else in the world, I don't think I would have seen him ever again.
Oh my God! There's a movie in that too. Left Kids.
Far out.
Home Alone, yeah, they've done that.
How do you do, what is the sign that you do as you
just
as
be going,
the train's
stop with your hand
off.
Up, and then you'd look for someone, another adult, wouldn't you, going, look after that kid, I'll be back after I get off at the next stop.
You don't want to tell an adult that
you've
left
what do you do?
There.
The kid's just there. Oh, horrible.
That is
great story.
Great calls. Great movie, Missing Link, and one man, you'll hear his voice all throughout this movie, we love him. It's Zach Galifianakis. Zach, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
We're good. We're really well, mate.
Thanks for looking after Hugh Jackman for Australia. It's good. We like to let him go every now and then, but we always like to pull him back at some stage, Zach.
You know, I haven't met Hugh. I hear he's a nice... I mean, we have the same trainer. But that wasn't... Guys, that wasn't supposed to garner that big of a laugh.
Sorry. Sorry.
That was too big of a laugh.
Generous crowd here, Zach. Very generous crowd.
But I've never met him. I look forward to meeting him. I mean, I don't know if he wants to meet me, but I assume he doesn't. So we'll see.
So in these situations, is there not a rap party where the crew and the cast, in a way, I mean, I know it's a voiceover, it's an animation, but not everyone gets together?
No, I mean, you only really work in a dark booth with the director and a few people. There's no like hi-fi. There's no party. It just works.
They've really taken the Hollywood part out of it.
Yeah, well, I am not very Hollywood, so I'm pleased. I don't like the Hollywood lifestyle.
Yeah, look, no, we agree with you. We've only just been introduced to it, Zach. I don't know if you've heard, but Fitzy and Whipper were just voiced. The Beaver Brothers in a new movie called Wonder Park that's come out, which is an animation as well, Zach. So I was just waiting for you to welcome us into Hollywood at some stage.
Wait, are you guys voiceover actors now?
We are now.
What's it called?
It's called Wonder Park, and we're Gus and Cooper, the Beaver Brothers.
As soon as I hang up with you guys, I'm heading to the theater.
So Fitzy plays like the larger pink beaver, and I'm just the short, hairier beaver.
That's right up my alley.
It's not what you're thinking. It's a great little animation. It's got a wonderful storyline in it.
I took my kids along to it. Unfortunately, I got some feedback, and my son said to me, I don't think your voice fit the character.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's a harsh critic.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why my kids will never see anything I'm in.
Okay. So have they seen Between Two Ferns? Have they seen Barack Obama?
Yeah, we have it on a constant loop at the house. No, absolutely not. They won't see anything.
How old are your kids?
I don't remember.
Was there a line from The Hangover? Like, what's the one thing when people see you and they go, oh, can I get a photo with Zach? And then, what's the one line?
Can I tell you something that happened the other day?
Yeah.
I was outside of my house. I was on the street, and I was holding one of my kids. And this guy comes up to me, and he goes, hey, excuse me, are you the guy from Hangover 3? Why did he say Hangover
3?
Three. Like, the worst one of them.
Did you not see the first one?
And I just said, I get that all the time, and he walked away.
Did he start the franchise by watching Hangover 3 first? That's what I would like to know. What is he doing?
Out of the three of them, that's the one you got to watch.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, and lines from the movies. I mean, what is the number one catchphrase that gets referenced to you?
You know, there was a while where people were yelling stuff out a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
But that doesn't happen anymore. People don't bug me about it, which is really nice. But I would say... People ask me about Carlos.
Yeah,
the baby.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they ask me about him.
Because, I mean, we had a running club here, Zach, and we would run past Woolloomooloo Wharf, where Russell Crowe lives, and we would yell out, are you not entertained?
God, that poor guy.
How annoying would that have been?
How annoying.
I mean, I was...
he since left that premises, Zach.
It's up there with strength and honour. I mean, he would have left the country. I would have.
And we're all in gladiator gear as well, which was a bit disappointing.
Anyway.
I'm only laughing because it's Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Oh, we love Rusty.
Mate, it's always a pleasure to get you on our show, and you need to come down to our great nation at some stage.
I hope to do that, gentlemen. I hope to do that.
All right.
Thanks Zach.
Mate.
Thanks, guys. Thank
Bye,
you.
Zach.
See you, buddy. Put my number in your phone. Yo, pick up the phone. Dan Whippers, Celebrity Screeners. Celebrity Screeners today, we have surprised Kate Ritchie and we have told her that she'll be ringing good friend Lynn McGranger. Irene from Home and Away, and Lynn is just in the wardrobe department at the moment. We're looking at her live on the screen, everybody. So what is she doing there, Kate?
Well, I don't know if she's looking at a schedule or she might be brushing up on a bit of dialogue before she heads on
Kate,
to set.
Do they take you into that? Because there are so many clothes there. Does everyone have their own rack or are they literally just grabbing and they'll try different things on her?
No. Everyone would have a character rack.
Right.
And where everything would sit. And then depending on the amount of outfits you needed in that episode, the wardrobe department would hang them in your room with like a day one
but
on
they,
it, day
Do they
two.
Keep them? Because if you do a flashback of something, do they
The budget isn't big enough, I think, to kind of throw them out after one wear.
What's funny is this girl that's standing there with Lynn out of wardrobe, she's bringing different swimsuits out for Lynn. So Lynn must have a beach scene coming up. She's grabbing all sorts of...
Sherlock Holmes over here.
Nicolina is about 5 metres away from Lynn. Nicolina, are you there?
Yeah.
Where's her phone? Like, has she got pockets in that skirt?
Okay, ready?
Do skirts have pockets?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck. Here we go, Catherine. Oh, here she goes. She's grabbing it. She's grabbing it. We're on.
I bet she's not. She's acting. That is acting.
Pick it up, Lynn. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Hi. I can't.
Look, she's busy for starters.
She's got a script.
She's 5 minutes before she goes on set.
She wouldn't screen
but
your tie.
She shook her head then.
This is an emergency.
She's in the zone. Here we go, we're on again. She's checking her watch. Oh, she's got the phone again. Now she'll think it's an emergency. This is good gear.
You've got it, you're home. She's got it. Pick it up, Lynn.
Welcome home.
Pick it up.
Come on, Lynn. Go. Gad. I've known you for years, Lynn.
That's a cold ending to a friendship.
Nicolina, go in there, please.
Hi. I'm Nikki. I'm from Fitzy and Whipper, and they want to talk to you. Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Fitzy and Whipper here.
Guys,
what? We've got a guest in the studio, and she just tried to call you a couple of times. You might know her name. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Lynn. It's Kate. I saw the roll of the eyes when I called the second time.
Hi, Kate. How are you,
darling? Oh, well, I was fine about 10 minutes ago.
It's just that our wardrobe lady.
Yeah.
Going through the wardrobe, I was trying to learn lines, and I thought, what on earth does Kate want?
I did say you were the ultimate professional and you'd just be purely preparing to step onto the diner.
I can't even tell you, Dal, preparing for my two lines in the scene. I found my inner animal and I've been bouncing off everybody around me. You know me too well. Oh. Are you well?
Yes, I'm well. I'm very well. Lovely to see you.
Yeah, and you, darling, how's little
May? She's gorgeous.
No time for catch-up.
Sorry, Lynn. We just need to know whether you're going to answer. Good on you, Lynn.
Good luck with your lines.
Lots of love.
We love you, Lynn.
Bye,
darling.
Good luck with your two lines.
Bye,
she is such a beautiful lady, but obviously there's a problem between
friendship's over. Fitzy and Whipper on Nova.